25th of July. Can you believe the time has flown so fast? We're almost at the end of winter and it hasn't felt like we've even begun. But if you're a beach lover, and I'm sure most people listening to this are, because we live on an extraordinary strip of coastal magnificence, you'll probably be aware of the fact that there are good people among us that have taken it upon themselves to start looking after these precious resources that need as much help as we can lend. Because, yeah, look, things being as industrialized as we are, and the litter that flows tends to end up on the beaches, and that causes all sorts of drama. But there's a man in our community called Mike Gahagan. You would have seen him. He walks for miles and miles and miles. He does it because he loves it, unlike many of us that do it because we have to, otherwise we will fall down dead. And Mike has been an absolute champion of the beaches and has organized beach cleanups for a while now, and they seem to have really taken off, because he's in the studio with me right now to talk about not one, but two beach cleanups happening this weekend. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Nice to have you there. Yeah. Always great to be with you.
So, Mike, just to again talk about the fact that the beach cleanup campaign, as it was initially, has now seen is sort of sprung legs and spawned into beach campaigns or beach cleanup campaigns. How does it happen you end up with two on the same weekend?
This is plastic-free July. And by the way, as you correctly said, how quickly does time go? I mean, July is just about gone. But, you know, the concept of plastic-free July doesn't mean you've got to stop on July 31st. It should be the way that you run your life, your business, and so on. So the answer is we have two very important beach cleanup initiatives that work here in Ballito that I'm talking about in terms of what I'm involved with. There are many others. And each one is doing something for Plastic Free July. So under the Hunt Properties campaign, which we launched with two full-time employees almost exactly a year ago, I think it was the 1st of August it started, we've got their initiative, which is on Saturday at Salt Rock at the Lifesavers starting point. And that's going to be running 7 a.m. in the morning until 10. People are welcome to drop in. They don't have to be there 7 a.m. and leave at 10 for an hour, half an hour, whatever, and get involved with that initiative. And you'll love this. There's going to be some music playing, and that will entertain them as well. On the beach. And Josh Redman is actually involved with that project. He will be up here from Durban with his team, and everybody will be welcome, and we'd love to have them all on Saturday.
So it's going to be a big social event.
A big social event, yeah. And by the way, most importantly, families and communities, people who maybe in school terms or other terms need to get involved in community initiatives for a sign-off at school level, we'll get all of that done for them.
So they can do their community volunteering work on the beach and make a huge difference for everyone. That's wonderful. So that's Salt Rock. Then you've got the Zimbali Beach cleanup as well.
Yes. So then what we do every single month, because this litter boom one is once a year, the Zimbali one will continue the last Sunday of the month, winter season 8 until 10, summer season 7 until 9. And that community initiative has been very well attended for the whole year, basically. That's also run a year. And it's a very exciting project that, again, targets a very similar market, especially families, young people, and people wanting to learn about the threats and dangers to the environment of products like plastic.
And that's on Sunday.
This coming Sunday at 8 o'clock from bottom of Fokleroo to go onto Zimbali Long Beach.
It's very encouraging to see that you have sponsors for both events. But the regular event at the on the Zimbali Beach project seems to be a nice representational grouping of local businesses. And I presume you can never have too much support. So if anyone listening to this wants to get involved, possibly with a financial support or, you know, in cash or kind, as they say, because I'm sure you need equipment as well, who do they contact and how do they go about it?
So obviously, I'm in here in Ballito, and they can phone me directly, Mike Gahagan, on 083-258-9696, or they can go to the Philokalee Trail Facebook page, and there they can make comments or recommendations in terms of how what they would like to find out about and how they can get involved.
That's excellent. So if you've only just joined us, as I say, constantly, you know, radio tends to be dip in, dip out these days, but luckily, in the world of catch-up, you can always just literally go online to our website or our apps and look up the afternoon show. There you will find Mike Gahagan, and you'll be able to listen to what we've been talking about. And all the details will be on that catch-up podcast. Mike, once again, I wish you a marvelous weekend of doing good for the environment, and may you be blessed eternally for what you do. And we look forward to continuing the conversation because it's an important one. So you have an open invitation. Whenever there's anything of import that you need to communicate, please come in, let us know. We will absolutely give you as much support as you need.
Dave, thanks so much. And it'll be always great. And it's always great to see you virtually every morning walking with Sue and the dog from Fokkeroo down that stretch of beach. You are an encouragement to many others. But I would like to just say to you, if I can, and not to close off or to add too much extra time to this chat, but I'd like to talk to you about turtles and the work we're doing with the rehabilitation of turtles, which is a very interesting subject all on its own.
Oh, I would love to engage on that subject. Let's do it next week.
And then the other very important thing is the annual Philokalee Trail, which is our fundraiser for those various charities that Philokalee supports, is actually already scheduled for the end of September, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's 4 days, starting at Umtanzini and working its way down to Zinkwazi, with a couple of new interesting variations this year, including a day, the first day, actually trail walking around Umtanzini through the forest, down through the lagoon, the estuary, etc., etc., and then starting on the beach and walking down towards Ballito South.
Great. Well, both of those subjects need more investigation. So I look forward to at least another two engagements in the very, very near future. Mike Gahagan, my very special guest on the afternoon show. We will catch up again, as I say, early next week. And the afternoon show continues.